A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with Yarm, a deadly sister, Marley Morgan, talking about donations. Food hampers bring relief to remote communities during Western New South Wales lockdown. On the line, Marley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning from Gumbangia country. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic, sister. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
So I'm currently living on Gumbangia country on the mid-north coast, but I come from the Gamilaroi people at northwestern New South Wales.
Oh, fantastic. Now, you're a hard-working sister, but you created a GoFundMe page donating food, hampers, and to deliver to remote communities during Western New South Wales lockdown. Tell us how it's come about and how is it going, and a nice buzz in the air with what you're doing.
So I originally started because my mob out in Lightning Ridge are in lockdown, and I didn't want them leaving the houses, so I thought it'd be nice to get together some care packages of non-perishables and toiletries, just household products, you know, just so they can stay home and stay safe. So I thought, after putting these boxes together, postage was quite expensive, and yes, I couldn't personally, you know, afford it. It was not working, and so I put out a GoFundMe, which has had an incredible
response. Yes.
Yeah, it's been very overwhelming.
Good. And so what sort of products are we talking here?
So I've, through donations, I've received lots of tin food, much-needed PPE masks.
Yes.
Which the mob are in desperate need of, bottled water, hand sanitizer, just a variety of things, and the donations have been just coming through non-stop. It's been unreal.
So where do you send it to? Do you send it to the community's council shop, or you send it to the post office? How do you go about it?
So I've been sending to some of the community hubs, and which have essential workers, so they're able to drop off to the families without, you know, making contact. Yeah, that are in need.
Yeah, good. And so your concept, your idea, are you running the show by yourself?
Yep, at the moment with a lot of love and support from the community.
Good. So here you got background noise there. You got children with you, have you?
Yeah, so we're in lockdown here, and I've got a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 5-month-old.
Beautiful. And your heart of giving, thinking of the community, starting a donation food hamper relief program, which is fantastic. And they said the best exercise for your heart is bending down, lifting somebody up, and you're doing just that, Marley.
Oh, thank you.
So with that, GoFundMe page, and people have donated food as well as money in regarding the delivery, the cost. Is that right?
Yep. So what originally started off with wanting to get together $1,000 has turned into $10,400 currently up to. So it's been crazy. Not what I expected. I just thought, you know, I didn't even think I'd be able to get $1,000, let alone...
Well, it's for a good cause, but just shows you how people are giving, aren't they?
Oh, it's... Yes. During these times, you know, it showed that...
Exactly.
You know, grassroots mob.
Exactly.
How they just want to help mob.
Yeah. It puts a different spin on we are all in this together, are we not?
Yes, we are all in this together, and we've got to look after each other and make sure we're all okay.
So being a mother of three and starting this donation food hamper relief organisation, you work full-time too, don't you?
Yeah. So I'm a photographer full-time at the moment, just having a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
Circumstances, but yes. Yeah, photographer.
Oh, fantastic. Well, look, all the best to you. Fantastic work you're doing. Being a mother of three, that in itself is a hell of a job. Hats off to you, my sister. But
thank
also
you.
Thinking of your mob there in the community, and start up with the concept of idea of a food hamper relief fund donating, and it's all come to fruition with the support and help. And where does the support come from, Marley?
the support
yes.
has been coming from all over Australia.
All over Australia. Fantastic.
I
love you. Love your work. Congratulations. Look, stay strong, sister, and good things will come your way. You take care. Look after them three young ones.
I will. Thank you.
Take care, Marley. Bye bye.
You too. Bye.
A deadly yarn. Her name is Marley Morgan, sister there in New South Wales, in lockdown, and thinking of her mob there at, in communities, a remote community, and just decided to do a GoFundMe page to help with delivery of stuff that she got donated and organised, and looking at a $1,000 target for using money to pay for the goods to be delivered, and she's up to $10,000. So fantastic, and she's just... smile on her doll, and you can feel it in her voice that she's so excited about what she's doing, and more power to you. Like I said, best exercise for your heart, bending down, lifting somebody up. So there it is. Have your saying yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
The mountains that I climb, I find my sacred side. Up the world.
yes, you are. Like a star.
Come shine, shine your light, come shine. Come shine, shine your light, oh, oh, galaxy
bell. Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Mark Aran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I reinvent. name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Hope you're well, your mob. Big shout out there, Yarba, good morning. And big shout out also there to Brooke there, Brooke Merger, and also Dazza, Dr. Dazza. Big shout out to your mob, and also Girini Yalamaka, the First Nation Health Organisation over there, and the work that they're doing in regarding the vaccine campaign. And great to catch up with your mob there, and fantastic, and deadly feed, deadly yarn with the mob. And great to be over at Yarrabah once again. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Let's talk NRL, the fixtures for this weekend. Coming close to the business end of the season. We've got the Knights playing Titans on Thursday night. Friday night football, the Warriors up against the Raiders and Roosters up against the Rabbitohs. That'd be a good game. And then on the Saturday, we've got St. George up against Cowboys playing there in Rockhampton. Big shout out to your Rocky Mob. And also, they got the Sharks, Toronto Sharks up against the Broncos. And we've got Storm up against the Eels on the Saturday night. Sunday, the Sea Eagles up against the Bulldogs and the Panthers up against the Tigers. And that's how it all sits for this weekend fixtures. And just looking at the ladder, Storms are leading away at the moment. Top of the table, 42 points. Panthers on 40 points. Rabbitohs on 38 points. Roosters on 32 points. Sea Eagles on 30 points with Eels, Parramatta Eels. And Knights on 24 points and Sharks on 20. You also have Titans and Raiders on 20, with Warriors lost to the Broncos last week. That may have put them out of the race for the finals. Dragons on 18, West Tigers on 18, Broncos on 14, as well as Cowboys on 14, and bottom of the ladder there's Bulldogs. So that's the top eight, with the Titans and Raiders still have a chance there. So good luck with your team. Hope you're doing well, and may the best team win. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Like a lone wolf dancing in the street light, howling at the moon. When I hit a beat, not a guy, bubble yun, murmuram, red okay. That's what a brother do, spreading that mood, bro. Get me on the dance floor, we could have a dance off, do it all night. Feeling all juiced up, getting my groove on, set it up super, we could take a flight, alright? I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I'll put it on you, cool as hell. I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now put it on you, cool as hell.
You could be my favorite. You make me feel the type of way. You could be my favorite. Catch my vibe and fly away.
What I'm doing, Nelly Shawang, we're in the middle. It's the image in the mirror, what you really wanna see. It's the person looking back, are you really on track? Are you really on the path to where you wanna be? Doing out of noon, only know me. I ain't in the coma, I really don't sleep. I ain't even tripping every minute that I'm living. I'ma kill it on the rhythm, we can keep it low key. I
said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you, cool as hell. I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you.
You could be my favorite. You make me feel the type of way.
You could be my favorite. Catch my vibe and fly away.
Mundo music, yeah, got me in my feels now. When it's playing real loud. Mundo music, got me in my feels now.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that chopping number again, that's 1-800-422-416. So do add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. You're yarning with the bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BB and Bumby Brit Media, 19.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to News, National News Radio Service. Have you say mob, yarn up strong. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Linda Burnett and John Brady. Linda Burnett, part of the financial counselling team, and John Brady, part of the Aboriginal engagement team from No More. That's K-N-O-W, No More. Talking about the what No More is all about and getting to know the roles of the financial counsellors and Aboriginal engagement advisor. On the line, Linda and John, good morning. How are you? You there?
Morning.
Oh, yeah, hello, shut morning, up. Trevor, yeah, you there? You? I'm well. How are you guys going?
On,
yeah, can you hear me?
Good,
yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear.
We can hear you the other way, yeah.
All right, beautiful.
So I'm in Brisbane and, Linda's in Melbourne.
Melbourne, all right. John, who are you mob? Where are you from?
So my mob's Coolgallangi, Birragabba, from Queensland, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, but I grew up in Brisbane pretty much, all my life, yeah.
Okay, bro.
And just I started working with No More. Yeah, last four months.
Been, oh, yeah, good. Yeah, new kid on the block.
Yeah, a bit wet behind the ears, you know.
Yeah, there you go. And at the end of the year, be managing the director of the corporation. That's the goal.
Good go.
Linda, who you mob? Where are you from?
I'm just from Melbourne.
Oh, you're just from Melbourne. We claim you, my sister. Thank you for coming to the program. Talk about No More. Who is No More and what does No More do?
Yeah, well, I'll start off with No More. Firstly, like I said, I'm in the Brisbane area. I first want to acknowledge the traditional owners, Jagera Jagera and the Yurupal Nations here in Meanjin, Brisbane, and pay my respect. No More is a free and confidential legal service. We give legal advice and support to people who have survived institutional child sexual abuse. And we acknowledge that many of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have experienced intergenerational trauma from government child removal policies and No More. We will work with you in a culturally safe and trauma-informed way.
Beautiful. Yep, thank you. And what's your role? You're part of the Aboriginal engagement team, are you, John?
Yeah. So my role, the Aboriginal Engagement Advisor. We cover pretty much the whole of Queensland, So my role is as the Aboriginal Engagement Advisor, is to provide support to our clients with respect, confidentiality, and culturally appropriate understanding, especially when and we sit with the lawyers, financial counsellors, and social workers.
Yes. Fantastic. And Linda, you there?
Yes, I am.
So part of the financial counselling team. So tell us your role there, please, sis.
I'm the financial counselling manager. So I'm in Melbourne, and we've got a financial counselling team that's spread throughout the country. So we work with people that are all over Australia.
All right, fantastic. And so we're supporting our mob who've been through some dramas in their life, and this is a safe space in regarding conversations and support and making a brighter future, so to speak. You there, guys?
Right. Yep. Definitely, yeah.
We've got a sort of delay happening here, so bear with us, listeners, but yep.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, all good.
Do you want to talk to that, John?
So the space you're doing, like you said, No More, is a safe space in regarding conversation, supporting our mob who've been through dramas in their life and hopefully like a brighter future.
Yeah, definitely. It's creating that space where, firstly, is trust and feeling comfortable.
Yes.
When you've got our mob coming in to talk about, some fully full-on stuff. So, especially my role as the Aboriginal Engagement Advisor is to try and, ensure their space is safe. Mm. Definitely a safe space and Yeah.
And look, we're talking about the legal space too, aren't we, John? You know, and naive, a lot of our mob, and well, a lot of people who aren't in the legal law of things, you know, legality of law. And so here we have a organisation, nomore.org.au, that can support our mob, but it helps get it off their chest and talk about their situation and compensation and support to what they've been through. Yep.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We have a free advice line. You know, they can call 1-800-605-762. So, you know, that's just the first part of, you know, especially if they want to, you know, just have information, like find out more information about us, yeah.
Well, it's about reaching out, and that number again, 1-800-605-762. Mob can make that phone call. It's a private conversation with confidence. Confidentiality is at the table. And just talk about, you know, like the dramas and traumas and support and help. Is that what you guys are about?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Right to support, counselling, especially with our social workers. And yeah, definitely with our and having the support with the financial counsellors as well.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good strength to have. Yeah.
And bring Linda into the conversation, Linda. When we're talking financial counselling, are we talking like compensation of the mishap or the treatment of our mob? Is that right?
When people can apply for the national redress payments, and if they come to No More and they'll talk to a lawyer, they'll look at. What's their best option legally. But if they go down the road of taking applying for a national redress payment, the financial counsellors can then work with them too.
Okay.
There's special things to think about with this money. It's treated differently to other money. So by speaking with the financial counsellors, we can talk to them about how it affects them, maybe how it will affect their Centrelink, for example, or... managing any debts that they might have before they receive that money to, you know, really get the best value out of that money for themselves.
Exactly. What sort of monies are we talking about, Linda? Is it just different cases and case by case?
It is case by case. With the national redress payment, the most that they can access is $150,000, which is a significant amount of money, and that can make a real difference to people's lives.
Sure.
Then it make... really big difference to people's lives.
And look, it's not all about the money. We're talking about atrocity and you know, and trauma to what an individual has been through and has lived with. But money's a tool, and it just helps progress in regarding a brighter future, does it not?
And Trevor, it doesn't fix the problem.
No.
It doesn't make that go away. And we really acknowledge that people have been through really significant traumas in their life. But it can make a really positive difference and make things a bit easier going forward for them, or financially anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a team effort, and it's great to have No More at the table, so to speak, nomore.org.au. That number again is 1-800-605-762. Great to be talking with you guys. And John, 4 months into the job. Linda, how's he travelling in 4 months in the job?
He's great.
Good.
He's great. We work really closely with the Aboriginal engagement team.
Yes.
They feed into a lot of what we do. Often they'll sit in on the conversation when we're speaking with the clients.
Good.
And so to make it a really culturally safe space, and honestly, my team learns a lot from the Aboriginal engagement team. And
beautiful.
I love it.
No, it's fantastic. Really, yeah, look, it's a team effort. Yeah. That's what it's all about. And, John, as you well aware, my brother, nothing beats black on black. And when you got mob dealing with mob, I mean, that's the best remedy, isn't it?
Oh, look, brother, it's a privilege, you know, to sit and listen to their story and their journey, you know, their journey of what happened. But hopefully, you know, gives us a sense of healing as well, you know. So we have a male and female Aboriginal engagement advisor. So it's the request on whatever the client feel comfortable with, you know, how you know, what they feel comfortable. So
yeah,
we try and provide that. Yeah, this is the place, yeah.
If they don't want to speak to a big, muscly black fella like you, then they can talk to their deadly sister, hey? Too deadly, brother. Look, beautiful yarning with you, Linda. Nice talking with you, my sister. John, thank you, brother. It's a fantastic organisation. And for our mob out there, reach out, have that conversation, have that yarn. There's support there for you. And look, there may be some money as well, which is, like I said, the money's a tool and help you in regard to your future aspirations. But Linda, thank you. John, thank you, my brother. All the best, and we'll talk soon, guys.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, Trev.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Trevor.
All right. Two deadly beautiful yarn there. The lad's name, John Brady, part of the Aboriginal engagement team for No More. And also have Linda Burnett there, part of the financial counselling team at No More. So do check them out, nomore.org.au. No More is K-N-O-W, no as knowing more. M-O-R-E, yeah, .org.au. And that number again is 1-800-605-762. So it's a free independent legal service providing advice to survivors of institutional child sexual abuse about justice and redress. So if you're in that situation, hearts go to you, but reach out and there's support there for you. All right, Two Deadly Mob, have you saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. And just yarn on email as well to Brother Leon Yateman there. Big shout-out, my brother, CEO there of Yarrabah Council. And he mentioned we're going to catch up and have a yarn, have a coffee and catch up with the lad. But he mentioned that Darren there loved me and missed me. Well, big shout-out to you too, Darren. Big dot and one love. And good morning to you, Yarrabah Mob. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Waterfalls, the colored sands. This place they call my home. Hey, you mob, it's Curtis here from Apuna Pima. Did you know secondhand smoke is when you're in a room breathing in smoke from someone else's cigarette? This can make people who are around the smoker sick. Make your home smoke-free to protect your family. For support, call Quitline 13 78 48. The calls are free. Or talk to us, Apuna Pima Cape York Health Council. And remember, our health in our hands.
Station sponsor.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I need, I remember the day.
Summertime, are your voices calling, calling out your name? The night is dark and not a light inside. Incessant wailing, wailing, 'cause we're back again. We will return, we'll carry on, we will protect, we will preserve, we will survive, we will be strong, we'll keep the forgotten tribe, forgotten in another time. Lost in a world that's so reckless. Forgotten tribe in the darkness of your eyes. Lost in a world that's so helpless. Walking on the ground of the burning tribe. It makes us proud. Gonna make it right. We're not extinct, we're all well and still alive. Reunited to come back to you again. We'll keep the laws and culture and we'll stay alive. We will return, we'll carry on. We will protect, we will preserve, we will survive, we will be strong. We'll keep forgotten in another time. Lost in a world that's so reckless. Forgotten drive in the darkness of your eyes. Lost in a world that's so helpless. We won't forget what you have done for us. But there's no fear, we will make it loud and clear. We'll come back home, we'll stay as long as what we want. We will return, we'll carry on. We will protect, we will preserve, we will survive, we will be strong. We'll keep the laws and our culture. Forgotten tribe, forgotten in another time. Lost in a world that's so reckless. Forgotten tribe in the darkness of your eyes. Lost in a world that's so helpless. Forgotten tribe, forgotten in another time. Lost in a world.
Yeah, that's Forgotten Tribe, Coloured Stone, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Got about 10 minutes left on the program. Have you saying yarn up strong. Any topics, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarning with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. That deadly number is 1-800-422-416. You can text your brother as well, 045-714-0. 0450 and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. All right, let's talk AFL. The finals are upon us, and there's only 8 teams left in the comp, of course, for the finals. We've got Port Adelaide and Geelong. We've got Sydney Swans, GWS Giants, Melbourne Brisbane Lions, Western Bulldogs, and Essendon. And the game on Friday night, the qualifying final, is Port Adelaide versus Geelong. And then we have on Saturday, 2 games on Saturday, and elimination with Sydney Swans and GWS. And also have another qualifying final. That's the Melbourne Demons up against Brisbane Lions. And then on the Sunday, we've got another elimination final. That's the Western Bulldogs and Essendon. So may the best team win. Good luck to hope your team's there. And make note that it's been a long time, but there's no WA team in the finals. That's the West Coast Eagles and Fremantle, unfortunately. So there it is. And thinking of you guys, the supporters there, and we're still trying to work out in regard to grand final where that's going to be sitting. But have you saying Yana Strong, maybe you want to talk football. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Let's go to Aboriginal Woman, Mixed Relations. Do enjoy. Love and respect our beautiful Aboriginal women. Big shout out to your mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Got about 9 minutes left on the program. Give you the updates with what's happening regarding COVID-19, new freedoms for vaccinated New South Wales residents to be unveiled within days as state records 753 COVID-19 cases. Victoria records 50 new local COVID-19 cases as engagement party finds top $300,000. Two new local COVID cases in Queensland under investigation after truckies enter from New South Wales. Scott Morrison reveals whether interstate travel will be allowed by Christmas. Fingers crossed. We want visitors up here in far north Queensland. It is beautiful up here in far north Queensland, and the tourist industry is feeling the pinch. So any support you can do to support our industry, keep our mob employed up here, then, yeah, come up and see us here. This is the new Bali, we say. So come and join us here in far north Queensland. Have your say, Yan Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Want to hear from you, National Talk Black. The ball you're on here is steering the ship, and it is your ship, National Talk Black, voice for our people. So do add to the conversation. And the ball you're on is Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And I'm live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you very much. House there in Brisbane at the Beamer office, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association. Also, a big shout out to the Beamer mob as well. All our Deadly Black Network radio station around the country, Deadly Network, Black Network, and Voices for People Down Up Strong. We're going across the nation. Thanks to NERS. We're going to catch up with you now. We've got Selwyn on the line. Selwyn, good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, brother. First, I want to get these other two out of the road. I watched Aaron Fowler interview with Carla Grant.
Yes.
And just something I'd like to add to that. I was saying about the acting role for ASCII people, rather victims or something, some of those sort of things, you know, like it wasn't complimentary to our people. Mm. But in the early 70s, brother, Bob Murphy, he was born on Palm Island, Murray Islander. Mm. He was a lawyer, brother, in Belbed in the early 1970s, the black and white series.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. And anyway, I'm Jason, Dr. Jason, I think somebody yesterday.
Dr. Jason King from Gurini, Yalamaka, yep.
Yeah, and I think he said that the first time we were under lockdown at the Tanks Heart Centre, they got
Where's your permit?
It was about I think the brother there from the Kimberleys, AWA, I think he said he was.
Yes.
But in Queensland, of course, he was under the Act, and we was always under lockdown, brother.
Exactly.
But yeah, brother, and on the tinfoil stuff, brother, just because we don't, what's called a vaccine hesitant, that's not just because what we hear and see on our social media. You know, Yarraba is a mission, and Reverend Ian Snow, he went to the Kimberleys, and he talked, you know, done missionary work over there, and because a lot of our people were taken off our travel areas and sent to the missions. And of course, it came from science. The bloke Charles Darwin, survival of the fittest. Of course, the fittest was the white fellows, and the settlements and the missions were the place where you ease the dying pillow. But anyway, we were sent there, and of course, we were teaching about the church, you know, and Jesus and all the stuff. And the people that are vaccine, and has nothing. There are those people that have nothing to do with our politics or what they hear on social media. But
there's mixed messages, right, isn't there?
But now what's in Revelation, brother?
Mm.
You know about we won't be able to buy a sale unless we have the mark of the beast.
Yeah, okay, I hear you.
And,
yep.
And of course, as of now, like it comes to a time when you won't be able to do things unless you have the vaccination. And I think there are a lot of people that are of that, you know, being hesitant about it. It's going to be a big sign. I hear a lot of people talking and telling, especially the government-employed people, fair enough that some people must say, the cash for comment, they say what the government say anyway. But there are those people that's not considered, and they got nothing to do with tinfoil or social media, brother. Mm. Thank you very much, brother.
No, thank you very much, brother. That's Selwyn there, regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yeah, voicing his opinion, talking from his space, and that's what this fantastic tool does in regard to National Talk Black, a tool, a voice for our people, and always good to utilise it. But it's come to that time where Murray got a sign-off here, you mob. Thank you very much for your company. We're back in the hot seat again tomorrow on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. So do utilise it. But 24/7, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM 2 Delhi Bob. And we're going to catch up with Jan, and we got Tony Gibbs on the line. Sorry, yeah, quick call, Tony. Nah, Tony, not there. Tony, call back. What about 4 minutes? I was just winding up, but I can take your call if you're there. I'm going to add to the conversation. We'll try again, my brother. Tony, you there? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, you called me, brother. You called me. How are you?
Yeah, I just called you. I'm following through. You're talking about COVID and you asked for people coming. We talked about the pyramid race last week.
We did, yes.
I've got no comment on the rate, but it could be a super spreader. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay, yeah. At this stage, it's still going ahead?
I think so. They've got a date down for September the 4th. I know the Mount Isa Rodeo went ahead, and but this is a big thing. It's on the main drag here, and there's people crashing the border.
Exactly. Well, it's an open space, and yeah, probably good, beautiful, fresh air up the top of the pyramid there.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just saying it could, if it's no one gets sick, good. But
good, yeah.
It is a risk, and the thing is, they're going to shut the whole area, so I think they're going to hunt all them travellers out of the green patch.
Yeah.
Some of them there were broke down cars and things, so it's going to cause a lot of stress on some people, but I'll say no more today. Thanks for the time.
Too deadly. Thank you very much, Tony Gibbs. That's Tony Gibbs having his say, yarning up strong, and Murray going to sign off here, Mob. Thank you very much for coming. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, as we all know, we're in a pandemic. COVID-19 is still upon us. Bye-bye, real thing of you, Mob, there in New South Wales and Victoria. And we need to operate smart. Take care, you Mob.